Some interesting Gemaras here. All these stories of Amoraim who had long lives, and the Gemara goes through what they did to merit long life. Actually, before we have that, we have the whole discussion about urinating in the context of shul, where you daven, all that discussion. So the Gemara's conclusion, hope we got at least this far through the Gemara, but the Gemara's conclusion is that not every place that you daven in has the status of a shul that you can't urinate there. In a shul, you wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom, and you do have to wait. You can't go in the middle of davening. That would be inappropriate to be davening and actually go to the bathroom, so you have to give yourself some time to make sure you stop davening. Interesting Gemara. If you caught the Gemara says, why does the Gemara say you have to wait the time it takes to walk 4 amos before you go to the bathroom? So the Gemara says you have to wait. You go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, wait before you start going to the... Sorry, you daven. You're davening. The Gemara says, wait before you go to the bathroom. Why? So the Gemara says, well, we're so used to davening, we just like rip through the words and we're not paying attention to what we're saying. We might actually think we're stopped, but we're continuing to say the words, and now we're going to the bathroom. That would be a bad thing to do. So you have to stop ourselves before we continue davening. So you see, even in times of the Gemara, they had this problem that people were davening by rote, not necessarily thinking about what they were doing. Not that it's a good thing, but the Gemara is just commenting on that. So that's what we have to do. And then the Gemara gets into these whole stories of these Amoraim that live long lives. And the first one we have, this is probably why the Gemara starts to do this, but the Gemara has the first one, Shalu Talmidav at the bottom of Chav Zayin and Merveh, is the last two dots over there, where the Gemara says, Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Zakai b'maharachta yamin. Why do you have a long life? What merit do you have a long life? Amar lehem, Miyamai lo hishtanti, right? Yeah, hishtanti. Mayim besoch dal amos shel tefila. So the first thing he says is, I didn't urinate within 4 amos of davening. So what's the problem with that? What we just said. So we just said that there's no problem, there's no status of the place where you just davened. You can daven anywhere, it doesn't create any status that you have to distance yourself before going to the bathroom. So why is that a big deal? So Tosos points that out. He says, and this is something clear to keep in mind as we go through the Gemaras, there are some important halachas that do come out, some ideas that come out, that the Gemara here, all these situations where people merit a long life, it's all midas, what we call midas chasidus. It's something special that they did, above and beyond. If it would be a regular mitzvah, you wouldn't say, oh, it's because of this you merited a long life. No, it's a regular mitzvah, regular halacha. You have to do it because you have to do it. It wouldn't be something special that you did to merit a long life. So throughout either the Gemara or the Rishonim, we're going to point out that we must be talking about things that are above and beyond. So Tosos points it out. So it must be, as Tosos says here, Lo hishtanti b'soch t'aram shal tefila, says Tosos, on Chavzayim Rebeiz, Afilu hecha shiyesh heter gomer, kion sheshahak dehiluch d'alaramos. Even a situation where it's completely mutter, technically, or maker adin, as the Gemara says, that you waited, as long as you wait, there's no problem, because if you wait, so we're not going to be worried that you're still saying the words that I wrote, there are no issues with going to the bathroom in a place where you're daven. So still, there seems to be some kind of mila. And that's what I sent you to the Korban Asana on the Rush. You know, the Rush is one of the pillars of halacha. You know, the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Beis Yosef on the commentary on the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch, the basis of a lot of our halachas, so the Shulchan Aruch says, how does he get his halacha conclusions? Anybody know?
The Rush, the Rambam, and the Rif.
Right. So he takes the Rush, the Rambam, and the Rif, the three pillars of halacha, as we would call the major Rishonim of halacha, and he says that if he gets 2 out of 3, he's going to go with that as the halacha. The Rama has a little bit different halachas because the Rama adds some more Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't factor in as far as usually deciding what the halacha is going to be. But Lamaisa, the Rush is a big player. So the Rush is writing a work of halacha, and the question is, if like we just said, all these stories are not really halacha, but more like a midas chasidus. Maybe you wouldn't expect, or what? The Rush doesn't usually bring that agadta. If it's just a story, the Rush doesn't bring it down. The Rush brings you down. Halach lemaitz, what you're supposed to do. So that's what the Korban Asana points out, that the Rush brings this. The Rush in the back, what simon was it in the Rush? Simon Vav. So the Rush says here, The truth is, this is actually one of the only ones of this whole series of stories that the Rush brings down. He quotes Amar Yehuda Meshmul Mutal Adam Lahashin Mayim Besoch Arma Amos Shel Tvila. So he brings down first the conclusion that you're allowed to go to the bathroom within 4 amos of where you just davened. And then he brings the story. Shalom Tamil Rabbi Zakai Maharachta Yamim Amar Lahem Yamai Lo Ishtanti Mayim Besoch Amos Shel Tvila. Then he brings down this whole story where they ask him, why do you have a long life? And he said, because I didn't go to the bathroom within 4 amos of where I had davened. So the Karban HaSalam points out, the Rush wants you to know, this is a Midas Hasidus, there's a Maila in doing this, and one should try to avoid going to the bathroom in the place where you daven. So if you ever daven somewhere on the, happens, you guys are going on a trip to this week, so we should keep this halacha in mind. You might daven, where is, what is the Wednesday activity? Where you guys had it on Wednesday? No, I know the limos.
Wednesday is that
Palisades Mall.
Palisades
Mall. What's bounce? So we went to Six Flags on the Wednesday of that Monaghan trip. Who told you that?
Too tiring.
Okay. Well, that was the first year of the New York City trip when I was a Monaghan counselor. So the first year of Monaghan, in fact. So we went to Six Flags. So in Six Flags, you end up diving somewhere in the grass. So that could come up. Not probably not going to come up in New York City, in the places you're going. But if you dive in the grass, so you might say, okay, I finished davening, we daven here, but I'm done, I'll just go to the bathroom. Says the Karban HaSanal, based on the Rush, based on the Gemara, there's a Midas Chasidus to avoid that place and move away when you daven. Although, Me'ikra Adin, like we said before, there's not considered a shul in any way, just you daven there. Okay, so that's one idea the Gemara has. Then the next line of Rabbi Zakkai's long life, says the Gemara, V'lo kinisi shem l'chaveri. This is very, very relevant to camp. I did not call my friend by a nickname. So, okay. I don't know what are the issues to worry about. So the problem to deal with is that there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, you know, like we just finished saying, this is the Rishonim, we're going to point this out. Because like we just finished saying, the Gemara, is this saying a real halacha, it's a really big deal, or it's a nice thing? Gemara is just saying a nice thing. So the problem is that the Gemara Bava Metzia makes a really big deal out of nicknames. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, put it on the Mar Makomos, Anun Chesem Abeis, says, Kol Hayordim LeGehenim Olim, everyone that goes down to Gehenim, they have a way of getting out of Gehenim. Chutz Mishlosha, Sheyordim Ein Olim, the three types of people that go down to Gehenim and they never come out. The Eluhein, Habal Eish Asish, someone has relations with a married woman, okay, it's bad news. Hamal Bebnei Chaver Berabim, you embarrass your friend in public. Also relevant to Kent, worthy of being careful of. And the third one is Hamechane Shem Ra Lichaveru. So if you call your friend by a nickname, a bad nickname, it says Shem Ra, but you have a bad nickname, Kinoi, by the way, this I sent to the Gemara in Tamura on the Mar Makomas. I know this is a pretty random Mar Makomas, if anyone got to see the Gemara in Tamura. Very, very random, but this is pointed out by one of the Rishonim. I did make a siyum on Tamura. Well, you guys weren't there before shift, so it was a little dear to me to put a maramachim from a sex Tamura. So the Gemara in Tamura is talking about a little bit of a different context. Where was it? Over here. The Gemara is talking about Avodah Zarah. Also interesting to note. So the Gemara says here, discussing the psukim of Avodah Zarah, V'batem es shemam. So you're supposed to be batem shemam. What does that mean?
Erase
their name, right? Get rid of their name. So the Gemara says, "Ahuna." That teaches us lechanos lehem shemhu. You're supposed to have a kinoi. You're supposed to, and kinoi, the Gemara explains like the following: who lebeis galia karina noso beis karia. If they have an idolatry house, some kind of place of Odazara, they call it beis galia. You call it beis karia. And you always mess around, you basically make fun of the Avodah Zarah by calling it a different name. So that's just one thing important to bear in mind. Once heard Rabbi Willig point out that he said he definitely taught his kids, actually Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Pasuk says, Shaketz to Shaketzenu, V'sa'ev to Zavenu Gecherim Hu. It's talking about Avodah Zarah, and it says you should be totally disgusted. Shaketz, Shaketzenu, V'sa'ev to Zavenu Gecherim Hu. It's a horrible thing, Avodah Zarah. So I think Rabbi Willig said he taught his kids or the minhag was to say that pasuk when you walk past a place, past the house of Avodah Zarah. So for at least for Jews, Christianity, is Catholicism, whatever it is, Avodah Zarah. So he said he would say it when he walked past a church. So I'm not sure if he said the old minhag was to spit, or maybe his kids just started spitting at the church, like they just took it a little too far, so he had to calm his kids down and spitting at the church. But it's not so far off. We see from this pasuk, we're really supposed to, not only are we supposed to wipe out Avodah Zarah, but we're supposed to put it down and make fun of it. So, but anyway, the Maharik, one of the late Rishonim, points out that what is, when the Gemara uses the term kinui, kinui refers to a change, pretty significant change to the name. If you had like a nickname that came, like it's basically the same thing, that's not really in the discussion. You can't embarrass someone. So if you have like a nickname, so okay, people call me Ru, so Ruvain to Ru, so that, you know, it's not like, if I was embarrassed by it, so then okay, that's embarrassing, and there's nothing to talk about. But just within the that's not in the issue of Kinoi really, because it's not a changing the name. Kinoi, like the Gemara here says, it's a change the name to something else. So that's as far as defining what we're talking about. But the Rishonim point out, Tosus points out, this is a little difficult how to understand our Gemara, because again, our Gemara seems to be saying it's like a very amazing thing that you're not going to have to give someone a nickname. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia says it's a terrible thing to give someone a nickname. So just one last point about the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says has a problem. What was the list again? What? Now Bava Metzia, ish, then?
Embarrassing
then? Wait, what's the difference between embarrassing and nickname? Is a nickname something that's embarrassing? What is the nickname adding?
Non-embarrassing.
Possibly. So the Gemara asked this question. So the Gemara says, Afal gav didosh bei bishmei. So we'll have to think about your point in a second, Avery. But he said, the Gemara says over here, Afal gav didosh bei bishmei. So Rashi explains, Kvar hurgol bekach, she mechanim oso kein. So he says, it's a situation where the person is so used to the nickname. You have certain nicknames that you're so used to that you're not embarrassed by anymore. So, I had a counselor when I was in camp. So his name was Reuven Fisher. Anybody know Reuven Fisher? So that's a pretty normal name, right? Reuven Fisher. So his nickname was Meatball. That was his nickname. Right, Balls, you remember him from the old days? No, that summer he wasn't there. It was when I was older teens, he was there. I'm sorry. So his nickname was Meatball. So I don't know. So I don't know if he was embarrassed by it initially. Could be he was embarrassed by the nickname. But the bottom line was everyone called him Meatball, so there was just no embarrassment by that point anymore being called Meatball. But it still was, I'm not sure if he was like liked food or he was a little bit heavy, so he was a little round, so I don't know if that's why he got the name Meatball. I'm not really sure what it is. I just thought of it. My brother told me he saw him 2 weeks ago in Baltimore. I was excited. So he was a good counselor. Talking about influence of a good counselor, he was a good counselor. So Meatball. Oh, so that's what would be over here. So even though everyone called him Meatball, so it wasn't anything like, he wasn't embarrassed anymore, but it was still something that was a shame ra. He didn't like it. It was still saying something not nice. So that would be included in this Gemara. So then what is our Gemara adding? What's the Midas Chasidus of our Gemara that is, that we should say again that we should go above and beyond? So what do you think?
Let's say
Sam to Samuel is like we before is like Rude Reuven. That's like nothing.
So,
maybe you could say Argamar is that. Like you could. That was your old nickname. Was it embarrassing?
You liked it.
Oh, good. So what's that? So let's just use Meatball again as an example. So Meatball is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I assume. Meatball, I think he was embarrassed, like later in life, like he was getting older and he was like, people were still calling him Meatball. And just like, he had enough of it. So I think I still call him Meatball if I see him. I don't know. I should ask him. Next time I see him, I'll ask him. Tell him I spoke about him this year. So let's assume Meatball for a second. So that's an embarrassing name. So even though he's not actually, because the Gemara, Hamal b'bnei chaver, your face turns white. I would assume face turning red counts the same. I'm not sure. But your face turning white, That's the Gemara describes. Your face is not going to turn white anymore. So it's not Malam Pnei Chavira, but that's what the Gemara says. B'matir, that's a bad, bad thing to do. You don't get out of Gehenna if you call someone an embarrassing name. But even though he's not actually embarrassed, because only because he's so used to it. So that's what Tosos points out in our Gemara over here. Tosos says, Afilu kinoi de lo havi gnai. You have a kinoi that's not a gnai. That's not something embarrassing. Maybe Taco would be in this category. Taco is not such a gnai. No, I'm not saying anything bad about Sam. They called him Taco. The Amrinon, because there's the Gemara says, B'amitzia, da mechana sheim lechavero, ein lo chelak l'olam haba. So, when the Gemara says, ein lo chelak l'olam haba, hainu b'kinoi shal p'gam mishpacha. So Tosas actually limits that Gemara there to kinoi p'gam mishpacha, that it's like making fun of the family somehow. But the truth is, the Rambam, I gave you on the Marma Komos, the Rambam doesn't really limit it to family. The Rambam, the way he presents it, Hilchos Deos, the Rambam Hilchos Deos, you know what Hilchos Deos is about? Yeah, you learned Hilchos Deos? Tua'ah. Shmak. So it's like the way to be. Basically, it's Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam says here, talking about how you shouldn't embarrass your friends. She says, Kach amru chacham hamal mrei chaver in l'chelek lom haba. Oh, so in the context, he's basically quoting this Gemara. He says, V'lo yikra lo b'shem shu bosh b'menu. You should not call him a name that he's embarrassed by. So it's not just limited to Gam Mishpacha, but Meatball would be included in this category again, even though he's not feeling the embarrassment at that moment, but still it's a name that is embarrassing. Oh, welcome back, Yoshua. So it's still a name that is embarrassing. You joining us? Alright. So we're talking about nicknames. So it's appropriate. So so there seems to be Midas Chasidus. I would say, based on our Gemara, that sound like, you know, assuming like we were saying before, like based on like Gemara Tzmura, that a nickname has to be something different. It's not just like a shortening of the name. Shortening of the name maybe is not a quality issue, but it sounds like what Tosas is telling us is that a nickname that's not really embarrassing, but is something different, maybe there's a Midah Chasidus to avoid that. I should note though that the Rush doesn't quote this one. Well, actually, no, the Rush does quote that. I take that back. Actually, I think the Rush does have this as well. The Rush? Yeah, this is also in the Rush. So we could say a similar thing. There is a Midas Chasidus not to use such a nickname. Again, a change in the name that's not necessarily embarrassing, because it's an embarrassing name. That's really bad news. Can't get out of Gehenna. But if it's a non-embarrassing name, so it sounds like it would be mutter, but Midas Chasidus, better thing to avoid. And you have any open to thoughts on a theory why? But I don't really have one now. But I think that's what comes out of the Gemara. What do you say, Jack? The what? It makes sense.
Yeah.
Only because, like, if let's say everyone's on board, everyone like okay, you know, I don't know. Maybe something that uses the name, not just right. Okay. All right, so that's a couple issues over here. Then I just want to introduce the next Gemara, because the next Gemara is a very important sugya halacha l'maisa. If we can work on it tomorrow morning, that would be great. I know you guys are leaving on Tuesday, so maybe we can learn this sugya tomorrow morning and have shir again tomorrow night, if schedule permits. Does that make that seem possible? We'll work on the timing exactly, but that's what I'd like to do, because the next Gemara is a few Mar Makomos. But let's just introduce the Gemara here in Megillah so we're clear, and then we'll know where to go tomorrow. So the Gemara goes on, some, like we said, some more of these stories. Yoshua, you made the Siyam in the end?
Yeah.
It was a second shift, I missed it. So you know these Gemaras. So the Gemara goes telling all these stories of the Amoraim that had the very long life, and the Mehar Achliyamim, what did they merit a long life? So, on the bottom of Chav Zayin Mabez, last line, so we have the story of Rabbi Preda. Truth is, I skipped one. I skipped one. I should mention one just because it's relevant. The in case we don't get to discuss this so much, we'll leave it out. We'll get to it at a later time. But when I talk about using a shul as a shortcut, there is some kind of midas chasidus there where it's. Let's point this out. The Gemara says one of the things for a long life was not using the shul as a shortcut. Right? That was that's if we take a look. That is Reb Lozer ben Shmuel used the shul as a shortcut. Right? Where? Which one? Two lines from the bottom. Oh, three lines from the bottom. Good. Right before what we're up to. So Shalur Tamida vs Reb Lozer ben Shmuel. The Meharach the Yamim, Amr Lehem, Miyamai Lo Asisi, Kapandaria, Lebeis HaKnesses. Kapandaria, Rashi says, what is Kapandaria? Mikatzer Hilucho Derech Beis HaKnesses. To use the shul as a shortcut. So he never used the shul as a shortcut. So the Rishonim, the Rashba here points out that if you learn a little bit later, the Mishnah on Chavches and the Gemara later on Chavches discuss this, this is not just Tamidus Chesidus. Again, same idea that we've been saying. Using the shul as a shortcut is actually usher. You're not allowed to use the shul as a shortcut. So the Rashba explains, well, if you learn the Gemara later on Chavtes and Aleph, the Gemara says that when is that you're not allowed to use a shul? Actually, this basic medrash would be an interesting example, because the Gemara says you can't use something if the place was a path beforehand, and then the shul was built there and cut off the path, then Mikra Din, you're allowed to use it as a shortcut. So I wonder, this basic medrash, I'm not sure it quite qualifies as that, because it's true, this once was an open space. The first time I ever came to Marsha, this was built before I ever came as staff, but I remember when I was a camper in Camp Minnesota, came on visiting day, there was nothing in the middle of boys' campus. You just kind of walked up towards the bunks, but then they built these structures over here. The HC was also newer. So you could say there was a path through here before. But I think from the Gemara, I think that makes it more sense to say that's a context where, like, it blocked off the road. Like here, you could just go around. It's not a big deal. You don't need to use the BNP as a shortcut. If it blocked off the road, then you could continue to use the shul as a pathway because the path was there first. So that's what the Rashi points out. But the Gemara here is telling us, again, there's a Midas Chasidus that even though there was a path before, and Mekar Din, it's not a problem to make it as a shortcut. Again, Midas Chasidus to avoid. But let's continue with the next Gemara and have clear what the Gemara here in Megillah is saying before we can understand the other Mar Mekomos. So, Shalu Tamida Besarvi Preda, Chav Zayman Amabez, last line. So the student asked Rabbi Preda, B'meherah Yomim, how do you merit a long life? Amar Lahem, Miyamai Lo Kidamti Adum Beis HaMedrash. Oh, this is a good Musar. No one came to the Beis HaMedrash before me. It's Rizus to come to learn. Okay, that's a good one. The number two, he says, V'lo Birachti Lifnei Kohen. So I never made a bracha. Okay, we'll have to see what that means, but I never made a bracha before a Kohen. I always let the Kohen go first. So then the Gemara says, Lo achalti mibehem shalhum ruman noseha, that he always made sure that the gifts to be given to the Kohen were taken first before he ate it. Fine.
How do you do that?
How do you do what? Yeah, Zerah L'chaim and Keva. Yeah, what do they do with the Zerah L'chaim and Keva nowadays? I forgot. I balls them. What do they do with the Zerah L'chaim and Keva? I don't know. I never looked into it. What? Probably don't give it to anybody. They take it off. I don't know. I have to look into it. Yeah, not sure. So that's what Gemara discussed a little bit. So then the Gemara asked a question. The Gemara, let's look seven lines down in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, middle of the line, six lines. V'lo birachti lifnei kohen. He said, I never made a bracha. Again, we'll have to see what bracha this is. But I never made a bracha before a kohen. So, lememra, this means to say, demalyusahi. Malyusa, what does malyusa mean? Greater or... What? Devar chasidus or something positive. Malyusa means something positive. So does this mean to say it's good that he always let the Kohen go first? So ask the Gemara, the Hamar of Yochanan called Tamar Chacham Shemivarech Lefanov. I feel Kohen Godol Am Haaretz. If you have any Tamar Chacham who allows a Kohen Am Haaretz, even if he's a Kohen Godol, but he allows an Am Haaretz Kohen to go before him, so Chayav Misa, the Gemara says. He's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he can't let a Kohen Am Haaretz go first, or even a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Why not? What do you think that? Why would it be that he? Why would it be that he shouldn't let the Am Haaretz go first? Don't we say Kohen usually goes first? Oh, one could have said that. I hear it. So the Gemara says a little bit different. I mean, the Gemara, that is true, but the Gemara has some explanations. So the Gemara says, Shenemar, Kol, now the Gemara changed around the pronunciation, let's say, Kol Misan I, Ehevu Mavis. So, all that hate me, that's Kol Misan I means all that hate me, love death. That's what the pasuk means. So, Al Tikri Misan I, El Masni I, which Masni I means those who cause me to be hated. Cause Hashem, cause the Torah to be hated. So anyone who causes the Torah to be hated, Ehevu Mavis. So they are going they're going to be Ehevu Mavis. They love death, meaning they're going to be Chayim Misa. So Rashi explains, what's the idea? Look at Rashi, three lines from the top of the Rashi's. Shigormin livnei Adam lisnoso. Because they cause people to hate God. Why? If a person, Stam person comes by, he sees the Tamar Chacham, and the Tamar Chacham is second fiddle to the Am Haaretz, so he's going to think, well, Tamid HaChacham, look, they get no respect. Obviously, this is not so important. No one cares about the Torah, so I'm not going to care about the Torah. So Omer, Ein Nachas Ruach B'Torah, he's going to say, what good is the Torah? The Torah doesn't lead to any good. The Tamar Chacham, he doesn't get any respect. I'm not going to bother trying to become a Tamar Chacham myself. Basically, it's going to cause a chil Hashem. It's going to cause a lack of appreciation, a lack of commitment to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Gemara says that Talmid Chacham should never forego his, or should not, I wouldn't say never, we'll see tomorrow, but a Talmid Chacham really shouldn't forego his status for a Kohen Am Haaretz. Because that's going to create more of a lack of respect for the Torah. Make sense? So then the Gemara answers, Ki ka'amar ihu b'shavim. So he says, no. When is it that I say that Rabbi Prain did a great thing and he let the Kohen go first? That's when they're equal. When they're both Am Haaretz, but in this case, they're both Tamid Chacham. Rabbi Prain obviously was a Tamid Chacham. You have a Tamid Chacham, What was the great thing he did? He let the Kohen go first. What's the problem with that? Oh, great question, Avery. So you're supposed to do that. Avery asked the question that all the Rishonim asked. We have a halacha, we know that the Kohen is supposed to go first. If you look at Tosvos, we'll just see Tosvos' question, and then we'll leave the rest for you tomorrow. Says to ask Tosvos on the top of Chesam and Aleph, the Kasha, my Rebusa. What does Rebusa mean?
Yeah.
What? What's he adding? What's the Chiddush? What's so special here that he says that show them the way. Kavra Torah. Okay, we're just talking about that. So what's so special, says Tosos, that Rabbi Prida Rabbi Prida is so special, he got a long life because he let the Kohen first. No! This is the halacha, the haksiv, the kidashto, the chal davar shebekdusha, levarech rishon. Every davar shebekdusha, a Kohen is supposed to go first. So there's nothing special. Again, we said, to merit long life, it has to be something above and beyond, midas chasidus. Just keeping the halacha is not what we're talking about here in this Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered. The Gemara says it was special that the Rishonim are bothered. It was special that he allowed the Kohen to go first, but that seems to be difficult because it's clear the halacha is the Kohen is supposed to go first. So we leave you off with that question. The other question we didn't answer is what case are we talking about? And hopefully tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll clarify exactly what's going on. We'll take a look at that. Yes, David.
We're the third section on the page.